This is Sound Opinions, and it is time now for our holiday spectacular with Andy Surzan. 15 years bringing Andy to public radio, Greg. He did it many years before that with us. Andy works for Jam Productions, one of the biggest concert promoters in the Midwest, based here in Chicago. But his first love is finding exotic, obscure, and otherwise forgotten Christmas music. Every year he makes a mixtape of his finds, and every year we are lucky to have him share it with us and our listeners. Even in these difficult times, Andy, welcome back to Sound Opinions.
Thanks for having me back, everybody.
You know, it was kind of hard to work up the holiday spirit this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I have to be honest when I say there were times when I was like, I can't do this. I just couldn't use any of the stuff that I'd put together because, you know, it was all over the place and kind of goofy, sort of. You know, I try to be serious sometimes, but it felt inappropriate, you know, to like throw some big goofy Christmas party with all the chaos going on. And then over the years, I've made a number of genre-specific compilations, and I'd done soul, Santa Soul. I did the jazz thing, the Jingle Jangle Jazz Party. I'd never done the blues, and I decided that this is probably the year to do it because, you know, it fairly appropriate. And all I can say is I'm just really happy as we're taping this. One of my main reasons for having the blues, besides the virus, was our political reality, and I'm just super psyched on how that's turned out. And so I'm feeling a lot better. Next year, I promise I'm going to get back into doing what I normally do with the holiday obscure thing. But
well, I dare say, you know, there's nobody with a heart and conscience this year that didn't have the blues at some point, Andy. The blues isn't about wallowing in misery. It's about catharsis and coming out to the other side.
Not just that, but sharing the pain of a reality, you know, a lot of almost all the great blues songs have to do with trying to work your way through some kind of issues in your life, whether it's your livelihood or relationships or whatever. I mean, that's the whole crux of what it's based on. And I think that's pretty much what everybody on the planet went through in the last X amount of months, especially Americans, I'm sorry to say, because of the politics and that.
Well, and as usual, your genre specific themes never go basic, never go generic. It's always a level or three deeper. Tell us a little bit about how you found these songs. It's a different flea market out there now when you can't do things in person as much, right?
Yeah, I had to dig into the archives. I mean, I think you guys know me well enough to know that I'm a major league problem with collecting vinyl. It's just so out of control that literally I've never stopped from the 70s on. And over the years, I've come up with a number of blues-related 45s. So over half the songs on this mix are from my personal vinyl stash. And then to dig a little bit deeper and get into some of the stuff from the earlier periods, like the 30s and 40s, you're just not going to find those records. I mean, they don't exist. They're on 78s, and they're all either in Europe or Japan. guys came over and took them all decades ago. And if you do find one, and when I do, I get super excited, and then I look at it, it looks like eggs have been fried on it. You can't even, they're not there. So fortunately, there's some excellent blues comps out there that really well-researched and stuff. And Rhino started it all off with the Blue Yule compilation years ago. Now Document does a series, Dust to Digital, The Stack, Soulville Christmas. So a couple of songs from that. The majority of songs are from my own archives and are 45s that I've bought over the years.
So in every way, 2020, Andy Surzan's Christmas Blues is appropriate. This is the year America had the blues. You weren't able to go out and do as much crate digging pilgrimage expeditions as usual. So this is perfect. Tell us what the first set is what we're going to hear.
Okay, well, I want to start off with kind of the source. This is one of the really great early Christmas tracks. It's from the 30s. It's by Slim Seward and Fatboy Hayes, and it was recorded in, actually this one's from 1948. The second track we're going to play is Christmas Morning Blues by Sonny Boy Williamson. The first, there are two Sonny Boys, and we can get into that later because it's a heck of a story. But that one was recorded in 1938 in Aurora, Illinois. Now try to figure that out. I was like, wait a minute, where? You know, so... Mm-hmm. But a lot of these guys were up in the Chicagoland area, and there was a lot of recording in the 78 era in southern Wisconsin and in Chicago, of course. So the first set kicks off with some country blues by Slim Seward, Christmas Time Blues, and then we, as I mentioned, we go into Christmas Morning Blues by Sonny Boy Williams. Sonny Boy Williams, one of the great pre-World War II harmonica players, and then we're off.
Well, it's Christmas time, and everybody's gone away. Yes, it's Christmas time, and everybody's gone away. Now I worried me so bad, my baby's going away Tuesday. My baby got suitcase packed, and my trunk is already gone. My baby got suitcase packed, and my trunk is already gone. And I'm a lonesome man, darn long, long way from home. When my baby left for the station, I'm walking right by her side. Now when my baby left for the station, I'm walking right by her side. Now when she got on the train, no, I hung my head and cried. Now when that train left the station, no, my heart began to swell. When that train left the station, Lord, my heart began to swell. Cause it was taking me one, Lord, that I love so well.
Coming back again. While it was on one Christmas morning, T-Bird's Christmas coming back again. While I'm trying to hide my little woman to keep her from running around with these other men. Not Santa Claus, I want you to bring my baby a lot of toys. Not Santa Claus, I want you to bring my baby a lot of toys. Now I know my baby wants to have fun, not with these other little girls and boys. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, can I get you to understand? Santa Claus, Santa Claus, can I get you to understand? Now that I want you to bring my baby one of these radios and two or three of them electric fans. Claus to bring my baby one of these coats. I mean with that long fur hanging down. I want Santa Claus to bring my baby one of these new coats with that long fur hanging down. Now that I want her to be looking good, Lord, when I drop back in her town. Now, Santa Claus, can't you hear my lonesome cry? Santa Claus, can't you hear my lonesome cry? Well, I'll be sure to do what I told him, Santa Claus, before I tell you goodbye.
Decorate the Christmas tree. Well, I won't be home to help you decorate the Christmas tree. I'll be thinking about you, and I hope you'll think of me. Standing beneath the mistletoe. Yes, I know you look lovely. Standing beneath the mistletoe. I could hold you and kiss you, tell you why I love you so. I'd love to spend this Christmas sitting by the farm with you. Yes, I love to spend this Christmas sitting by the farm with you. Drinking eggnog with fruitcake, just like we used to do. I know I won't be with you, baby, for that happy holiday. Yes, I won't be with you on that happy holiday. I can wish you a Merry Christmas in an old-fashioned way. It's Christmas time, and I'm so all alone. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope your troubles are not like mine. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope your troubles are not like mine. My baby left me last year, just around about Christmas time. Hey, Sue Bridgeport, thanks for your advice. Thanks. thank you for your advice. I'm gonna leave all the women alone, and I'm going back to my wife. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas to you. I hope to see you next year, just like I always do.
Okay, we're back with our very own Kris Kringle, Andy Surzan. It is the Christmas Spectacular from Andy Surzan. Andy, what did we just hear?
That was Cecil Gant giving a shout-out to Santa Claus. Hello, Santa Claus. And again, the story is Cecil wants a favor from Santa Claus, and he's not shy about it. And let's see, that came out in 1950. It was recorded in New York City. And then before that, probably the best-known Christmas blues guy, Lowell Fulson. He was also one of the most popular blues guys, period, of his era. And he put out a couple of big Christmas tunes, Lonesome Christmas being the one that's on literally every blues compilation out there. That's a good song and everything, but what he did is basically re-recorded the song, changed the title of it to Wanna Spend Christmas With You. And I think the reason he re-recorded it is because I noticed that some other guys is considered to be the writer of it on the original version called Lonesome Christmas. And then all of a sudden, he's the writer of the new version that's the same song,
yeah.
Which is fantastic and brilliant. And
yeah,
Lowell's got he's got some serious cred. I mean, at one point in time, both Ray Charles and Stanley Turrentine were in his band at the top of his game. And the version we played is the B-side of Wanna Spend Christmas With You. And again, there's a number of those tracks out, which are kind of interesting because the song is so long that they couldn't put it on one side of a 45. So the first side plays out, and then the second side starts the song up again and keeps going. I have a couple of those.
I was wondering if you made a mistake when you said Want to Spend Christmas With You is the B-side of Want to Spend Christmas With You.
Yeah, it's part two.
I love that. And then the country blues kicked us off. Christmas time blues and Christmas morning blues.
Yeah, Christmas morning blues being more like that's the sort of start of the more rough and rowdy sort of blues vibe. You got some quasi-electric sounding instruments in there and, you know, that's but I wanted to start with the base of the whole thing, which of course is Southern acoustic blues, and that was Slim Seward's contribution to the Blues Christmas Archives.
So you are not only charting blues Christmas songs in the Obscura vein, but the Great Migration from the cotton fields of the South to the streets of Chicago and electrifying and plugging.
Yeah, well, you know, born in Chicago and. I personally own probably at least 300 blues albums on vinyl and 45s and whatnot. And I take great pride in it and being in the music business, especially when the British guys come to town and stuff. I mean, you know, even as recently as 10 years ago, you'd get this, can we go down and see some blues and, you know, the South Side? Where's Teresa's? You know, it's sort of like, guys, that stuff's gone.
Not really here anymore.
You know, I'm sorry to tell you that. But still, you want to be an ambassador for it because this is, without a doubt, our hometown is ground zero in the story of the blues, but of a later period than most of the stuff we just listened to. However, having said that, you know, that Sonny Boy track was recorded in Aurora in the late 30s, so there you go.
Well, and you also brought us right to the cusp of the rock and roll era, Cecil Gant. I love that guy because I once came across a collection of his B-sides, and they were all rock and roll. He would record the ballad, which would be the hit in the 40s, on the A-side, and the B-sides were all these, like, wild, you know, cuts. Like, you're going, my God, this is rock and roll before anybody knew what it was. And so you have Cecil Gant represented here very well, and that that piano playing is just extraordinary.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to hear more from Andy Surzan here on Sound Opinions. But coming up, we've got more holiday recordings from the collection of Christmas music maestro Andy Surzan. That's going to be in a minute on Sound Opinions. Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Cott here with Jim DeRogatis, and this week is our first ever socially distant holiday spectacular with Christmas music crate digger Andy Surzan. Andy, you've got another batch of blues Christmas deep cuts for us, right?
Yeah, I do have another set here, and we're going to start off with a track by one of the better known, and rightfully so, originators of electric blues guitar, Freddie King. It's called Christmas Tears, and it came out on Federal on a 45. This guy is an influence on all of the British guys. They all name check him like crazy, Clapton and Page and whatnot. This is a 1961 45. And for a while, Freddie was actually working out of Chicago, and he backed up Howlin' Wolf and Little Walter. So, you know, you've got some like serious cred going on all over this thing. Those guys aren't on this track, but this guy went on to get inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So he's one of the legends of blues guitar, and he plays just some great solo on this one. And then the second track we're going to go into is by a very obscure blues artist out of Texas. His name is Hop Wilson. And this is another one of those two-track things. This is Merry Christmas, Darling, Take Two. This guy, though not known, is, and again, you know, the influence that these guitar players, electric guitar players, blues guys, including Albert King, who we're going to get into later on, super influenced the British guys. And in particular, Hop was a big influence on Johnny Winter, because, of course, he's from Texas, too, obviously. And then Peter Green and Ron Wood all name check him. He's known for having almost developed his own instrument. It's a double slide lap steel guitar that only he could probably figure how to play. I think he made it himself. And while he's singing, he's got a great voice. And while he's singing, he's playing these just crazy cool guitar riffs. And so you can see why all these other guys who went on to become superstar guitarists were like, wow. But obviously, most people haven't heard of him. So that's a little bit of a deep dig. So without further ado, here's Christmas Tears by Freddie King.
I hear sleigh bells ring, but I haven't heard a word from you in years. Oh, you're quite
You're listening to the 2020 Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular with Andy Surzan.
Christmas, baby. Babe, I heard you was doing fine. Yes, Merry Christmas, baby. Baby, I heard you was doing fine. Christmas, baby, you said you would always be mine. Now the snow is falling, babe. Baby, everything is looking so bright. Yes, the snow is falling, darling. And everything is looking so bright. Yes, I would feel much better, darling, if I know that you was here tonight. Merry Christmas, babe. Baby, I wish you a happy new year. Yes, Merry Christmas, darling. A happy new year. Yes, I would feel much better, darling, baby, if you was here near.
You're listening to the 2020 Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular with Andy Surzan.
Put some mighty sad news, and I ain't got nothing to say. And I don't have nothing to say. My baby left me, started me to drinking on Christmas Day. Lord, I tried to fetch religion, but the devil won't let me pray. The devil will not let me pray. That's why I got to stay drunk, boys, all day that Christmas Day. Oh, on Christmas Day, you know that's one day I hate to have a blues, okay. But when she walked off and left me, she gave them to me. So I got to drink them all. I don't even have a Christmas tree in my house unless she come home. But if she do happen to come home, I will enjoy this Christmas. Yes, run your baby, and let me tell be drunk all day Christmas Day.
Well, all right now.
Jump, boy, jump, boy, jump.
Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
Fantastic stuff, Andy. You know, so I always know I've hit on gold when my wife, Carmel, who has, like, you know, zero tolerance for the music Jim's constantly playing. You know, this happens once every 3 years where I'm playing something in my office and she comes in the office and says, "Wow, what have we been listening to?"
Yeah.
She did that with your Christmas Blues compilation.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So the hell with what I think as a critic. You know, if you cut it with Carmel. Tell us what we just heard.
She must have some pretty big ears because, like, this isn't for everybody.
No, yeah, but you know, this is how we all felt in 2020, Andy. And now we're at the holidays, and it's perfect. What did we just hear?
Well, that was Christmas Present Blues, and that's another 45 from my collection. That one is, first off, when I found that 45, you know, I was pretty happy because it's a Jimmy Reed 45 on a small indie label. And I was like, all right, that's cool. But it was a song called Crying Blind. And I'm like, I wonder what that sounds like. Oh, I'm definitely buying this, you know, $2 or whatever. I turn it over. And it's got this Christmas present blues on the B side. And I'm going like, what the? All right. You know, Sonny Boy Williamson. Now, important to note, this is the other Sonny Boy Williamson. The first Sonny Boy Williamson. John Lee Williamson. The second Sonny Boy was apparently like a really bad dude. I mean, bad in a bad way. Incredible musician, but just kind of like street, you know. And he basically stole his name, and he started telling everybody that's who he was to get gigs and stuff. And you know, he was kind of like an intimidating guy. And the older Sonny Boy, original guy, was just like, what the heck? You know, that kind of thing. They didn't have lawyers back then, I guess, or something.
But he wasn't going to call him on it.
No, he was a very intimidating guy. And he is probably more than any other one of these blues guys, the guy who actually went to London, hung out with the Stones, hung out with Beck and all those guys, and they just loved him. They couldn't get over it. He went down to Carnaby Street and bought a big old bowler cap and was hanging out with, this is our guy, this is our guy. And they were jamming. Yeah. There's jams they did in the late 60s.
This is Sonny Boy 1.
2.
Sonny
Boy
2.
Yeah, the guy
two.
We're talking about who was a bad boy. And he came along much later than the first one. But anyway, just a crazy backstory to that whole thing. His actual name was Rice Miller, excuse me. Born in Jackson, Mississippi, and that track was recorded in 1951. And that's set too.
Cool. And Christmas Tears and Merry Christmas, Darling at the top of that set. Great, great stuff, Andy Serzan. As always, we've got one more segment coming up. But if you at home have a nomination for a great neglected Christmas tune, blues especially, let us know by sending a voice memo to interact@soundopinions.org. Andy's going to play his final set of rare holiday blues greats after a short break on Sound Opinions. Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot. And this week is our annual holiday spectacular. Our own Christmas elf, Andy Serzan. It's just like, it's such a heavy year, Greg, that this holiday, it doesn't even, you know, usually we're calling Andy an elf and our Kris Kringle. You're just bringing me Christmas joy that I didn't expect to have this year, Andy, with this blues music, purging all the bad, feeling a sense of community, all the great things the blues does. So what are you going to cue up for us next and last?
This is a set where things kind of kick into gear, a little more levity, not as dramatic. And I wanted to sort of, you know, I think in some ways, maybe some people have been kind of put through some stuff they probably are not familiar with and, you know, doesn't really connect as well as some of the stuff could to the rock world. But this is the set where it all kind of comes together and it kicks off with the track we've played over the years. But I had to put it on because it's one of those just all-time classics. And it's Jimmy McCracklin doing Christmas Time Part 1, which is a single that came out in 1961. All three of these tracks on this last set are 45s from my collection. And then we go into Albert King doing Santa Claus Wants Some Lovin', which recorded for Stax in the early 70s. You know, again, talking about guitar players that have seriously influenced the British musicians and even Chicago guys, Mike Bloomfield in particular. Albert King's at the very top of the list. And this guy was such a guitar innovator that, like, he was left-handed and he played his guitar upside down and strung it that way. And then he tuned all the strings different notes than everybody else. and like, you know, he just used real light gauge strings and he came up with this manhandling of the guitar that was just so insane. One guy who particularly was hugely influenced by him was Stevie Ray Vaughan. And those guys actually did a video together where the two of them were jamming, which if you're a guitar nut, it's worth Googling and checking that out. Just one of the all-time great blues dudes. And so anyway, this set kicks off with Jimmy McCracklin with the classic Christmas Time Part 1, big old party Christmas tune. So now you can jump around the house and stuff rather than being all somber and contemplative.
Well, the mood builds through this year's compilation. It does.
It was intentional.
Yes.
If you make it to the end of the mix, then nothing's going to be easy. I'm not here to pander, right?
Nothing would be easy in 2020, Andy.
Let's party all night long. I know, you know, Christmas can't last too long. Right now, Christmas is here, and everywhere, everywhere. Some people waiting for tomorrow, some celebrating, some have left. I'm not waiting on no tomorrow. Let tomorrow speak for itself. Because now Christmas is here and everywhere. Everywhere. I know the world is celebrating, baby, because it only comes once a year. And right now, Christmas is here, and everywhere, everywhere. Right now, Christmas is here, and everywhere, everywhere. Right now,
you're listening to the 2020 Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular with Andy Surzan.
I'm in the kitchen cooking. And the children upstairs asleep. It's time for old Santa Claus to make his midnight creep.
Cause Santa Claus wants some loving.
Yeah, now
Santa Claus wants some loving.
I know it's something real pretty under that Christmas tree. I ain't had no loving, and it's worrying me. Cause this old bicycle, I can't seem to find my plows. I'm halfway watching mama before she get that sleep in her eyes. Cause
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Ready?
Santa Claus wants some loving.
I want you to come in here, woman, before that children wake. Cause
Santa Claus wants some loving.
I said
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Now Christmas is for the children, and I want them to be pleased. But right now, mom, it's Christmas Eve, so make them happy, happy. Cause
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Do you hear me?
Santa Claus.
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
Here's to you, baby. May Christmas bring you happiness. Yes, here's to you, baby. May Christmas bring you happiness. Well, I want you to have a good
right, that's a little bit of Andy Surzan's annual holiday spectacular. He wraps it up on a high note. We started out in a sad, sad place, Andy, and you uplifted us all with a little bit of B.B. King at the end, Christmas celebration. You know, B.B. has his way of raising everybody up. So thank you for ending on that. No, the Jimmy McCracklin, all I can say, man, that is I think that is, without a doubt, one of my favorite all-time Christmas songs. And what a singer. What an underrated vocalist. I mean, I don't think he gets enough love now. And in the middle there, you had Albert King, the genius. That is a great set of music.
Can I ask a stupid question, Andy? Did we ever get a Christmas Time Part 2? Since there was Christmas Time Part 1?
Yeah, it's on the other side of the 45.
Oh, of course.
They just start up again. It's like, I only have one song, you know, so like, can I just play it again? Ah, it's the B-side, who cares?
I love that idea. Why wait, you know, just give us more. Give
right.
us more. If you got the goods, just give us more.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andy, for giving to us every single year, especially now. You know, we've had some challenges, too. We're independent. You know, so thank you for coming on Sound Opinions and keeping us alive and keeping us happy at this time of year.
Yeah, I'm really glad we got the chance to do this, guys. I'll see you next year, and we'll all be in the studio, and we'll be like, what virus? What virus?
Yeah, and we're going to have eggnog spike next year. No well, two ways about
all
it.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds like a party.
I'm in.
Greg, what do we have on the show next week?
Next week, Jim, what a year it is, what a year it was. We're going to wrap up the year in music.
For more Sound Opinions, listen to our podcast, Where You Find Such Things. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program belong solely to Sound Opinions and not necessarily Columbia College Chicago or our sponsors.
And speaking of sponsors, every week our show reaches hundreds of thousands of curious listeners from around the globe via podcast and on 150 public radio stations nationwide. If you'd like to learn more on how your business or organization can also reach this engaged and educated audience, you can email sponsor@soundopinions.org. That's sponsor@soundopinions.org. And thanks.
Thanks, as always, to our Patreon supporters and to Andrew Kaplan for helping us record Andy Surzan. Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill and Alex Claiborne.